You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another Audio Described Theatre review here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined again by Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hi Vidar, how are you?
Very well, thanks Toby, and I trust you and listeners are too.
I'm very well, thank you Vidar. This week we have a musical comedy made from the finest ingredients as the current tour of Waitress visited the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. So Vidar, how did you find this life-affirming celebration of love and friendship with Waitress at the Grand?
Well, I'd never seen it before, Toby, and I was intrigued to know what it would be about and how it would be performed, but I found it very engaging, very poignant, mixture of emotions, comedy, poignancy, and great description from Nicky Williams.
Yes, in this award-winning musical comedy, we meet Jenna, a waitress and expert pie maker who dreams of happiness in her life. When a new doctor arrives in town, life gets complicated. With the support of her workmates, Becky and Dawn, Jenna overcomes the challenges that she faces and finds that laughter, love and friendship can provide the perfect recipe for happiness. Was there a bit of a roller coaster of emotions for you, Vidar, as in Waitress, those moments of laugh out loud comedy I hear were contrasted with images of sadness and despair too?
That was very much the case, Toby, particularly in the second half, actually. And we came out thinking it'd been very thought provoking, as also very entertaining. So it was a good mix, good balance of comedy, good balance of the more poignant sides to the story and the characters' emotions and things, and worked very well.
And Waitress is brought to life by a female-led creative team with stunning performances from all of the cast, including Carrie Hope Fletcher as Jenna, and also good to see Les Dennis on stage as Old Joe too.
Absolutely, very good cast, very good leads, and some very, very accomplished acting. And the great touch tour combined with the show as well, Toby. So we were shown the various pies, which cost hundreds of pounds to make, apparently, because they're obviously not real, they're synthetic, and take a lot of craft, creativity, and very interesting touch tour before the show, which I'd recommend to anybody before they go.
And I hear the production is also full of wonderful songs, sharp dialogue and slick choreography, which must have come through Nicola's audio description too.
Very clearly, Nicola did a great job, both on the touch tour and during the show providing audio description, and it was really, really helpful. And it's one of those situations where you could have probably got the story from the actual dialogue, but there's a lot more besides, which without Nicola's well-timed, well-crafted, well-scripted audio description wouldn't have been possible.
So, Vidar, would you say that Waitress is an engaging and heartfelt musical, which is well worth catching as the production continues on its tour?
Certainly a new discovery for me, and a great new discovery, and I would go back and see it again, so I think that tells its own story.
And did all that cooking of some of the pies on stage make you feel hungry too?
We came out feeling a bit peckish and went and had a bite to eat, not surprisingly, perhaps.
Well, for more about the current tour of Waitress, along with details of performances near you, do visit waitressthemusical.co.uk. Next time, Vidar, I hear you'll be reviewing Frankie Goes to Bollywood, and this is at the Rep.
Looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time we speak, Toby. Thank you.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Waitress at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby. Take care.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.